This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen. That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
It's a good time. Spending Sunday mornings together. Always love it because we have good debate. We have good conversation.
Here's John Kincaid.
And a good morning to you. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio, and I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. With challenging times that we're all in, Rocket Mortgage is there, and they really want to help. So if you need mortgage assistance, even if you are not a current Rocket Mortgage customer, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage will be with you every step of the way. We get rolling. Me here, you there. As our friend Steve Summers from WFAN, who you may have heard or not. Anthony Pierno, Tony Pierno on Twitter, our fine producer. Has any of his stuff been on the network? Has the country been treated to a little Steve Summers?
The country has experienced a little Steve Summers, the schmoozer.
I love the schmoozer. I love the schmoozer. Steve Summers, to me, if you've gotten to hear some of his work here on the network, a lot of fun. A guy who really brings it to a very calming level. He's got a very calm tone to him. Me here, you there. All right, let's begin. Because it hasn't been a really calm week at all. And as you know, I am somebody who refuses to conform. I am somebody who has long reveled in the fact that I'm going to tell you exactly as I believe it is. And I've never went for the safe take. I've never went for the easy play. And one of the things that I would like to start today with is some ground rules. As we always have on this show, dissenting opinions have full forum. And I want you and I welcome you. Want and welcome. We are not going to yell at each other. We are not going to accuse people of being bad people. We're not going to use bland labels where we just blanket market people as being bad people or otherwise. But there are going to be certain rules. And I think these rules, though, don't just account for our show today, but I think they should account for the entire dialogue. Oh, wait a minute. It's not dialogue. the entire posturing and pomposity that's going on right now in our country. Let me explain. And if you're offended at this moment thinking what I'm going to say, just listen. You might not be. There's a chance I might not offend you. But I want to warn you. There's a chance that I will. And if I do, you're going to have a phone number that you can join me. And you have social media where you can join me too. But one of the things I promise you is even if we disagree, I'm going to listen. Because I'm always fascinated by debate and discussion. It's been something that's always interested me from the schoolyards back at St. Anastasia's in Philadelphia to the radio airwaves. It doesn't matter where I'm at. I like the discussion. I like the debate. And I like the fact that in my family, in my life, the vast majority of people that I interact with feel different than me on a lot of issues. You don't pick your family, right? You don't get to pick your family. Your family is who you're born into. And I'm very much different in my opinions than the majority of my family. Not the vast majority, but the majority. And I have a large extended family. And then because of electronic social media now, we can stay in touch with people that we were, that we knew as children, that we grew up with as teenagers. And we can find out what they think about the world. And let me assure you, the people that I grew up with, the kids I went to school with, the people of my neighborhood, I tend to think differently than a lot of them. But I'm going to ask everybody to stop doing something that I've seen this week, to just start the discussion today. Because I will not use the word dialogue. Because what I've seen this week in the United States of America, and I've seen it over and over again by a lot of pandering members of the media, and yes, I will call it pandering members of the media, news, sports, otherwise, we're having a dialogue on race relations. We're having a dialogue on this. I keep hearing that. And I'm not seeing it. What I'm seeing is a lot of people talking. And what I'm seeing is a lot of people on both sides of the issues. And by the way, here's where I'm truly fascinated. I'm surprised that there are actually divisions and tribalism on the side of opinions. There should never be on an issue of police brutality, but that's a whole nother issue. If I criticize police brutality, by the way, my cousin Tom was a cop. My cousin Joe was a cop. My brother Tom was in the sheriff's department in Hillsborough County, Florida for 27 years, 27 or 28 years before he left. Law enforcement's in my family. And I've said to you before, if you depict my family as pigs, my listening ears are off. Because you've got no data to back that up when it refers to my family. I hate blanket statements. But I don't know anybody that is pro police brutality. I don't know anybody. I don't know any policemen that I know that are pro police brutality. But I also know that enough of us who are anti-police brutality have not done enough to be vocal about being anti-police brutality. Is that fair? Is it fair to say that when you got a chance to speak up on things and you see things that your voice wasn't strong enough, or maybe that you didn't join others in the chorus of this isn't right, this has to change? I think that's completely fair. But I'm going to ask everybody to keep not do something that I've heard this week. And I really think we can overcome this. And maybe it's my mistake for watching First Take. Maybe it's my mistake. But I love Stephen A. I love Stephen A. Smith. gotten to know Stephen A. a little bit, so I am a fan of Stephen A. Smith personally. And professionally, he is, the idea is to become a brand, and he's a fantastic brand, and he's well paid for it. God bless him. But maybe it was my mistake for listening this week to that show. And I'm hearing people deciphering what's in people's hearts. And let me assure you, unless you know me, and I mean personally, you don't know what's in my heart. And unless I know you personally, and I mean with a lot of data in the books, I don't know what's in your heart. Yet, I found three different takes this week on network television, sports and news, where commentators are on TV saying, well, when you show me what's in your heart, then I know who you are. And I just roll my eyes. So you take a soundbite from somebody. You listen to the soundbite, and you don't listen to the full soundbite, by the way. You take partial soundbites. And then you claim to know what's in somebody's heart. I will tell you what's in my heart. 50-some years of it here. My heart will be laid at the gates, those pearly gates, someday. And I consider my heart to be the ledger book. And yesterday, I'm a Roman Catholic, and yesterday, for the second consecutive week, I got to go to church again. Got to actually be in a church, which was just amazing to me, because I even told Anthony about it during the weeks that we were not able to go to church, how much I missed it. I really do miss that. I miss that centering. And I'm always there asking for guidance. And I'm always there asking for safety for my family and safety for my daughter and safety from illness in my case. I'm usually asking for something. I do ask for guidance. I ask for wisdom, those kind of things. But I believe at the pearly gates, this body is going to be left behind, not to get too deep for you. This body will be left behind, and I think my heart will be my ledger book. And are there going to be dark chapters in that ledger book? Hell yes. Are there going to be times where I could have given someone the benefit of the doubt? I could have done better? Absolutely. And I would believe that anybody that would pick up the phone today to call me is going to have the exact same thing laid to bear if you believe there's a day of reckoning. And that's what's in my heart. What's in my heart isn't my worst moment. What's in my heart isn't something I say thoughtlessly or in anger or otherwise. What's in my heart is a lifetime of works. And I saw it with Drew Brees this week. And there are sports commentators who, by the way, admit willingly that they do not even know Drew Brees. But they claim to know his heart. And I'm here to tell you, you aren't psychic. You don't know what the hell you are talking about. You don't know a man's heart. What are you? Godlike? You think you're all-knowing? Because you're on a news network or a sports network? Get the blank over yourself. You don't know my heart. I don't know your heart. And with the pomposity to act like you know what's in someone's heart, it's ridiculous. And I love the fact, I do find it funny in the Drew Brees story, and I do find it funny that Thursday night, an entire segment of the country thought Drew Brees was obviously the Antichrist. Wednesday night, I'd say. Wednesday night when we went to bed, there was a large segment of the country that thought Drew Brees was the Antichrist. And the people that went to bed defending him Wednesday night for what I believe to be was not well thought out commentary, by Friday night, they were turning on him. Because it seems like in a 36-hour period, Drew Brees' entire thought process completely changed. You know what I don't know? I don't know how genuine that was. I don't know. Because I don't know his heart. What I do know is his ledger book that's public. I do know what he's done his entire career with his time, his talents, his treasure, his platform. And I ask everybody at the beginning of the conversation today, when you sit up on your moral high throne and you claim to know what's in somebody's heart, or you claim to paint half the country one way. And by the way, there's a lot of people in our country who are willing to paint an entire class of people. And by the way, they're not all, it's not all left-wingers, it's not all right-wingers. There are people all sides of the political divide, racial divides, every other divide we got. I can't even begin to list the divides that we have. There's a lot of you that think you have a damn crystal ball. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. And more importantly, you are the problem. Every time you think you know what's in somebody's heart because you don't like how they vote. Every time you think you know what's in somebody's heart because of how they answer a question. Every time you think you know what's in somebody's heart because if they support this person, they must be just flat out evil. They don't vote the way I do. Their skin color is not the same as I do. They don't think, I know how they think. Let me just assure you, you're not godlike. In fact, you're the furthest thing from him. There's somebody in red with cloven hooves that you're a lot more like. If you think you're godlike, if you think you understand what's in people's hearts. It annoyed me so much this week, and I just had to get it off my chest to start. Psychics. Our toll-free line is going to be open for you all day at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by our friends at Geico, and Geico's introduced the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that's going to last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for information and eligibility. And wait till you hear today. I've solved Major League Baseball's problems. I have an amazing proposal for the NBA that is going to make their return even better. And as long as baseball keeps screwing around, the NBA is ready to just pounce. I got all those thoughts to get off my chest too. And we're going to have thoughtful, meaningful dialogue because that's what we do on this show. We listen to each other, we debate, and we disagree all the time. And we're going to do it again today. It's the John Kincaid Show. This is CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Becoming your Sunday habit. This is the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm going to tell you about an idea that I have for the NBA to make their return even better, even more compelling. And I've presented it to Shaquille O'Neal, and he said he promises that he will discuss it with the commissioner of the NBA. That's how good he thought the idea was. So, you're going to want to hear it coming up in around 10 minutes here on the show. Tony Pierno, Anthony, You can find him on Twitter at Tony Piona. That's why I call him that. So we check in with you from Manhattan. We are socially distancing 906 miles apart. Everything cool. Manhattan calmed down. Last week, it was a little bit of crazy time.
Yeah, pretty hectic last week. But thankfully, in terms of the riots and the looters, that has dropped off significantly. And beginning tomorrow, we finally enter phase one. We could get out of this lockdown that we've been in for,
what does
what,
that
3 months?
For you guys? Because you're, by the way.
Yeah, still not much. Yeah. I mean, not much exactly. Is going to change still.
We've been open 46 days now in Atlanta. The pool is fine. Come on, jump in. Just want to tell the rest of the country, jump in. Okay? Get on out, jump in. I will tell you this. Friday night, I came home. My wife always knows we are social drinkers only. And we will occasionally, and I mean occasionally meaning no more than one night a week, will we be drinking ever at home. And Friday, I had a very trying day, and it started before the show. And I'll tell you a little bit about later on during the next hour of the show. I've titled that little segment, My Trip to Crazy Town This Week. Because I've met every crazy person this week, and I've interacted with them. And the strange thing is I've known a lot of them for a long time. A lot of the people on the train, I've known them for a long time, and I'm just shocked. But I told my wife, I said, definitely need the Tanqueray bottle out tonight. Need a couple cocktails. Because I thought it was the worst week ever. Worst week I've ever done this job. I am blessed to do this job. I love doing this job. I love being with you. I love the fact that as a lot of the national shows on our network had to go to our brothers from WFAN during the pandemic, that the fine folks here at CBS Sports Radio kept this show going and didn't change us out. So I really appreciate my bosses too and everything. But this week was the worst week I've ever done sports radio. It was the week where, because I didn't leave, I keep hearing people talk about dialogue. I guess I'm not finding it. I'm hearing a lot of talking. I'm not hearing a lot of dialogue. I'm hearing people on blatantly saying, it's time for you to shut the F up. What? You just need to shut the F up. No. No. That's not dialogue. That's, in fact, the same thing that people have complained about over the years that other people say to them. That's not dialogue. First of all, it's completely immature. It's not dialogue. I haven't heard a lot of dialogue. I haven't heard a lot of open minds, a lot of open ears. I hope we're going to find some this morning at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Wait till you hear how I'm going to make the NBA even better. I mean, seriously, I'm going to get a Nobel Peace Prize for this one. Mike in Toledo gets to bat leadoff today, though. Mike, welcome to the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you. The thing that's been bothering me a lot about this whole thing is I watch the broadcasts. Is they talk about the peaceful protests, and you have a few bad apples who are doing the rioting and the looting. And my
can I stop you 1 second? It's not
sure.
A few. It's not a few bad apples. A few would mean like five or six people. It's hundreds. It's hundreds upon hundreds in every city that had rioting. Hundreds upon hundreds into the thousands. So let's just not use terms like it's just a few people. I don't buy that.
No, that's what they're saying. That's what.
Oh, I know. That's why I just wanted to clarify that and make sure.
Yes, absolutely. But why, on the other hand, won't they say the same thing about the police? Okay, you have 99% who are good cops. You're going to have some bad cops, but they won't give them the benefit of the doubt.
Here's what I'll say in response to that. I think there's been too many of the good cops that we speak of. And by the way, I'm related to currently living. I'm related to three, related to many more who have since passed. I would say to you that maybe they haven't found their voice to point out the bad cops among them. So I can understand.
Well,
I can understand that.
I don't know if they're given a chance to find their voice.
What do you mean, given a chance?
Down.
What do you mean, given a chance? You can't report a crime that you know of?
No, I understand that. Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that they absolutely, and I appreciate your call, is the idea that I don't believe that enough of the good cops have taken the time to point out the bad cops in their presence. And I don't want to hear that, well, they don't really have a voice or an opportunity to do that. They've got an opportunity to do that. It doesn't take much. It takes one trip to the media to get the word out. It takes one trip to let some forum where you can speak. And I can most certainly understand, and I believe that. I believe that there are many more, there are exponentially many more good cops than bad cops. But you know what I'm counting on moving forward? I'm counting on seeing more of the good cops find their voice about the bad cops. And I believe that there is a union that protects a lot of bad cops, that protects people who have bad behavior. I think there's a lot of that going on. And I am a full supporter of our police. That doesn't mean it can't be better. That doesn't mean it can't be something that it can't get better. And I'm hoping we're all going to get better. Really are. I'm hoping Major League Baseball is going to get their heads out of their collective backsides too. I'm not counting on it. But one thing, and we're going to get into some baseball discussion this morning. The idea that I've heard from people that, well, this side is right or that side is right. Let me assure you, both sides are doing a terrible job and they're cannibalizing their own sport. But one thing is absolute fallacy. And that's the idea that, well, and honestly, I heard Sal Licata use this term over and over again. I checked marked three times in the 5 o'clock hour alone that Sal used this. Fine show that Sal's got here on CBS Sports Radio. Well, the baseball players offered to play more games. Okay. But what I would say to Sal and to anybody else that listens is they demanded that they will only play at full price. Are you and your job being paid full price right now? Did you take a pay cut? Did you have to sacrifice? Because when you are negotiating does not mean saying, well, if we're not paid full price, we're not playing. That's not negotiating. That's posturing. That's digging your heels in. That's not cooperation. And yeah, of course, if I'm demanding full pay to come to work, of course I'm going to tell the owners, yeah, I want to play 114 games. Of course I am, because I'm demanding you pay me full rate. They're making it sound like people are trying to spin it like, well, the players want to play a full season. They want to play as many games as possible. Yeah, but they've also demanded that they be paid full price. Of course they're going to want to play as many games as possible. Seriously, I cannot imagine the amount of people that slept through economics class that listen to and sometimes host sports radio. Of course you're going to demand to play as many games as possible, or you're going to look like, boy, I'm being selfless. I want to give the fans what they want. At full price, of course. It's unbelievable. All right, coming up. Wait till you hear how I'm going to make the NBA's return even better. And I'm having Shaq take this right to the commissioner. I wonder if it'll get through.
Because you have an appreciation for the finer things in life. This is the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I thank you so much for joining the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio and being a part of our family every week. Whether you're listening on one of your great local affiliates, like 680 The Fan in Atlanta, where my home base is here, or whether you're listening on SiriusXM 206, or whether you're using the Radio.com app, which allows you to connect with CBS Sports Radio anytime that you wish. We love it, and we appreciate you being a part of the show. I have got I've got some thoughts that I'm going to share with you coming up here in a second, where I'm going to tell you, if you don't want 48 games, I'm going to have to ask you to leave me alone. I'm going to have to tell you my listening ears are off for you if you don't want it. But I'll tell you why coming up in Major League Baseball. So I came up with a proposal in my head, but it was for the NBA and for the NBA's also-rans, the teams that aren't getting invited to Disney World. Can you imagine this? Many of us at one time or another. I remember if it was sophomore year or otherwise, that somebody that I thought was a casual friend was having a party. It was sophomore year. And I didn't get invited to this party. And I couldn't believe it because we were down the shore. And I knew that mutual friends were down the shore. And I didn't get invited to this party. And I couldn't believe it because I heard other people talking about this party. And I'm thinking, man, I think I'm connected, but I'm not invited to the party. Like, I'm hearing about this party. Well, it ends up that the next week I run into the person who had the party, and they come up and they go, well, thanks for not showing up to my party. And I'm like, what? Thanks for not showing up to my party. And I said, I didn't get invited to your party. Because yes, you did. Didn't what's-his-name tell you? I'm not going to throw Tim under the bus right now if he's listening back in Philadelphia. Didn't Tim tell you? He was supposed to tell you, and he said he told you. Well, then the next time I see Tim the next day, I'm like, hello, did you have something to oh, yes, you were invited. You see, only the cool kids got invited to this party that is going to go on for the NBA in Orlando. Only the cool kids are going. In fact, they've even let in some of the not cool kids. They've even let some of them be invited to this party. 22 out of 30 NBA teams. The teams with the best winning percentages are invited to participate in the tournament that is going to go on down in Orlando that will lead to the playoffs that decides who gets to win the NBA championship. Well, that leaves 8 kids sitting at home on Friday night watching Step by Step. Anthony, I'm sorry if that brings back a painful memory. Step by step, day by day. Same set of cards, but a different hand to play. The 8 teams that were not invited to to Orlando, I feel for you. So I want you to come to Las Vegas with me. I'll be in Las Vegas the week of July 20th. By the way, Vegas, you got like 6 weeks to loosen things up a little bit. You're looking a little tight. I'm proud to have you back. You're looking a little tight. I need 6 weeks. I need you to loosen up a little bit before I get there. But I digress. I'm going to invite 8 NBA franchises to come with me. Because the teams that aren't good enough to be invited to go to Orlando shouldn't have to sit around for 9 months not playing a basketball game. That is a competitive disadvantage for them moving forward into next year. Next season, which will begin December 1st, I think is supposed to be opening night. So those 8 teams are coming to Las Vegas with me. And they're going to have their own tournament. Bum, bum, bum. Ah. Anthony, I think you're just going to leave this playing the entire time on Sunday, the 19th of July, before I do leave. I've never needed Vegas more. The beach next week, but that's another story. All right, they're coming to Vegas with me. Okay, all those eight teams. So, Anthony, are you with me now? So the eight teams are coming to Vegas. You're going to be the judge and jury here on my idea.
All right, let's hear it.
Those eight teams are going to play some exhibition games. They're going to play three exhibition games to round-robin type thing just to get some feet under them that do not count. They're just like scrimmage games. And then we begin the double elimination tournament. Round-robin, double elimination tournament.
And what are we playing for, Johnny?
The number one pick in the draft.
Love it.
Would you watch?
Absolutely. I'm going to watch my New York Knicks go for that number one draft pick.
So if the bottom eight teams in the NBA get to play three exhibition games, they get to play a couple exhibition games just to get their legs under them, get rolling. And then we post a double elimination tournament. Winner's bracket, loser's bracket type of scenario with eight teams. By the way, with eight teams, it's perfect. It's easy. Lose twice, you're out.
And I would think the teams would be motivated. I mean, you have a chance to significantly improve your team, obviously, for next year if you do get the top pick in the draft.
So if you are the first team out, you get the eighth pick in the draft. Second team out, you get the seventh pick in the draft. And as your team advances in the Las Vegas High Rollers NBA tournament, that's what I'm calling it. The High Rollers, with the number one pick in the NBA draft on the line. You tell me that teams aren't going to be motivated to show up and play for that? Franchises, especially, how about younger guys? I'll just use a team that I'm more familiar with. The Atlanta Hawks, because I'm here in Atlanta. And then, Anthony, you could talk about it with the Knicks. Guys like John Collins and Trae Young that have put together a nice little foundation of a young team in Atlanta. You mean to tell me that playing for the number one pick in the draft wouldn't motivate those guys to be able to say, we can get better faster? For your Knicks, Anthony, all of New York would be hanging. The way that I've seen New Yorkers consume the NBA draft lottery, they'd be all over this.
Knicks.
See?
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. Say, go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go.
Yeah, that's a catchy little tune. I thought that was something from Sesame Street, honestly, when I heard you start playing it. I thought it was something from that. We're the New York Knicks. That's what the rest of the country, by the way, says every time the Knicks are on primetime TV. Go New York, go. Go New York, go. Go. That's what I say. You love my idea or not?
I love it. And Shaq loves it, you say?
Shaq loves it. He says, that's a really good idea.
Shaq should get you in front of the commissioner. Well, not in front, but set up a Zoom where you could pitch this idea to Silva.
The Las Vegas High Roller. By the way, they have not decided what to do with the eight teams that aren't playing. They haven't decided yet, but they realize they got to do something for them.
And Adam's an open-minded individual.
Yeah, he's Megamind. Didn't you see the movie? He's Megamind. That Disney Pixar movie? I think that's Adam. I think it was based on him. He's got this huge brain, huge mind. He's not just the knockoff Scott Van Pelt. This is Megamind. This guy's awesome. Commissioner Silver, I'm available for you. I will not take a dime for this. I will just take your universal acknowledgement that this was the Kincaid plan all along. That's all I need. I don't need anything else. And by the way, this is official. I have shared this. And so if the NBA steals it, there will be litigation. There will be litigation if it comes down to this. And you don't think I can get a good lawyer through Shaq? You're crazy. You're crazy. I need to distance myself from some people. I mean, socially distance, of course. Even though, Anthony, from what I'm looking at up in New York, I guess Corona's not around anymore. The way people are just
well, it's not New York
and everything. It's, well, I'm saying New York, Philly, all the cities where the governors and the mayors are telling you you still have to like hide under your sheets and peek out every other day to see if you're allowed to even breathe with your windows open. Now it seems like that's all gone away, right? I mean, no more concerns, no more worries. But no one has to worry. There's not a boogeyman of a virus around every corner. It's crazy. But I'm going to socially distance myself from anybody who can't stop the whining that we might only end up with a 48-game baseball season. I don't want it either. Let me put it out there. That's not what I want either. Nobody who's a fan of baseball really wants a 48-game season, all right? Nobody really does. Because it'll be like a 48-game tournament more than it will be a 48-game baseball season. But let it be said, it's better than the alternative of having nothing. I've never heard such vitriol in my life. I don't want it. They can keep it. Yeah, keep it. I work with a bright guy, Buck Ballou. He played minor league baseball. Obviously won a national championship at Georgia's starting quarterback. Buck and I have been working together for 20 years. Buck's like, they can keep it. They can keep their 48-game season. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm going to knock my head up against the wall. This is craziness. He's felt that way, by the way, many times about me over 20 years. I want baseball. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be exactly the way I want it. It doesn't have to be 78 games or 100 games or whatever. I will take whatever I can get at this point. Whatever I can get, I'll take it. And I think you will too. Enough of this posturing about, if they're not going to play 100 games, I don't even want to hear it. Stop. Just stop. We all, ask anybody who comes with that take, ask them, are you going to watch? I heard Sal Acata earlier here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm tired. I'm not even interested. I'm not even going to pay attention. They've lost me if they go to 48 games. Come on, Sal. When the Yankees are in the postseason, and let's play fantasy land here for a minute, Anthony, and say, when the Mets are in the postseason. When they're in the postseason, you think my pal Sal is not going to be on WFAN in New York talking about the Yankees and and discussing last night's game and being excited about it? Come on, folks. We can have discussions on these things, and it's not what any of us want. I agree with Sal. It's not what any of us want. But stop it. Well, I'm not even interested if they do that. That's ridiculous, a 48-game season. I'm not paying attention. For gosh sakes, Oscar, put the lid back on the trash can. We're dying here. We're looking for sports. I, for one, am here to say, give us whatever we can, whatever you can give us, we'll take it. 48 games or nothing. We'll get it. All right, coming up, the Boys of Summer is about to have an entirely different meaning. It's the Buck and Cave. Oh, no, it's not Buck and Cave. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.